Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 7:41 British Summer Time. Well, this has been a very interesting day in the markets. The European indices opened down quite a lot and stayed down all day, although they did rally quite a bit towards the end of the session. But the DAX closed down 1.1%, down 41 points, closed at 3,678. The CAC was down 30 points at 3502. FTSE was down 38 points at 4312. So you can see that they were all down 1% or almost 1%. On the other hand, the US indices opened down quite a lot, but seem to have rallied and made up a lot of their losses during the day. The S&P is currently at 1,071, but it was as low as 1,066, so it has made back quite a lot of its losses, and that's very much the same case with the Dow and the Nasdaq. Of the charts that I posted in comment of the day, the Nasdaq is by far the most bearish. It never really went back up into the range, went back to test the range, and then fell off quite sharply. So that's of all the indices, or at least all the major ones, Europe and US, that's definitely the most bearish. I might be tempted to open a short in that one, but I'll see what the charts are looking like tomorrow. Although I wouldn't recommend anyone to follow the trades that I've made or that I make. I mentioned two of those. I got stopped out of my corn, and I'm thinking about closing out the oats because it's starting to look very weak. It had a very weak day in there today. It looks like it might be sort of topping out. It seems to be rolling around at the top of a small rally, so we might be looking at another downward move. Wheat has already gone that way. Soybeans is currently testing the 550 level. Although it is at 554 and three quarters, the low of the day was at about 551. So then none of them are looking very healthy at the moment. Looking at the Japanese market, we see that there was a very nice rally in the second section a couple of days ago, but that's we'll have to see really what that's going to do, because it's by no means clear which way they're going to move. I think long term the story for Japan is probably quite bullish, but short term they're very much in sort of a ranging pattern, and we'll just have to see, you know, which way they go. They seem to be definitely outside of the cycle of Europe and the Americas at the moment. Looking at the bonds, the JGBs are really starting to look very top heavy. Unlike the treasuries, the JGBs didn't have any real dip. They dipped a little bit. They went from 137 down to about 135, and then they rallied very strongly up to they fell from about 135.5 to 135, and now they've rallied up to 137, and they are starting to look quite top heavy. We've had three lower days the last 3 days. The Bunds as well are looking very overbought. They've had a real run in about the last 7 or 8 sessions. They've gone from about 114 to almost 116, and today there's it's pretty much where it opened, but there was quite a bit of a range on the day, and it's looking like it's sort of topping out a bit, so that's definitely one to watch. Oil, now I suppose it's nice to have a new story on oil. It didn't make a new high today. It's currently, I'll just give you an up-to-date price. It's currently at 44.82. It had been down really rather a lot today. The low on the day was 43.30, so that's a massive move today on oil. There was, I suppose, another news story came out from UCOS in the last hour or so, saying that they were almost at a point where they would have to stop production entirely. That may have helped the oil price recover from those lows, but it hasn't posted a new high as of yet. Of course, the session isn't over yet, I think. Sorry, it is over. It's been over for the last 20 minutes. So, definitely didn't post a new high today. So I wonder then, are we seeing some resistance in the 45 region? We'll definitely see tomorrow what further news comes out and where it moves to. That story I posted in the from GeoStrategy map is I found very interesting. The fact that really that should Iran want to, they could hold the world to ransom by mining the straits, and as they're already doing, I think there was an Iranian official said in the news today that he had been helping insurgents in Iraq. So there's definitely some sort of plan there for you're fomenting instability in the region. I'm loath to use the term that was coined by George Bush 4 years ago, the axis of evil, but doesn't seem to be an awful lot of good news coming out of Iran at the moment, especially with the suppression of democracy there a couple of months ago. So that's not terribly encouraging. Looking at the natural gas, that's not a very bullish story. Today it's fallen quite a bit. It's currently at 561. Yesterday, when I was sort of looking at it, I was thinking that this was like it was going to be quite a bullish day because it had two sort of upward dynamics. But fortunately, yesterday it fell back quite a bit, and it closed yesterday at sort of 579, something like that. And today it's given up a lot of those gains, so that's still a very bearish story for natural gas, and we'll just have to watch that to see if it decides to turn around. Home heating oil, on the other hand, is tracking gold very well, so that is one that is probably less politically. You would probably invest in home heating oil much the same way, for much the same reason as you would with natural gas, in that it's not as political as oil is, and the home heating oil is doing really very well. Silver, well, that's quite a story, because that came back to test the top of the range from mid-July. That's starting to become a bit of an old story now, but in the last couple of days, it had 3 days ago it had a downward tail, then yesterday it had a bit of an upward tail, and then today it gave up a lot of gains, and it's closed at 657. So that is not bullish for silver, and I suppose there's every chance now that it may go down and test the lows down at the sort of the 620, 625, 615 level. Or may indeed go further down. We'll see what it does tomorrow. Of course, gold, silver being a high beta version of gold. Gold didn't do very well today either. I'll just pull up the chart. It's currently at 395, so it's given up more or less $4. So that's more or less what's been happening in the markets today. Just for anyone who's interested in what coffee has been doing, I'll pull up the December chart, and that one had been sort of at support around 70, and that's still very much the case. It's currently at 70.30. It didn't really do an awful lot today. It hasn't done very much for the last 4 days. So, although today was a down day, but it still didn't break anything close to the 40 level. And looking at the soybeans, I think they're still at 554, so they're still testing the 550 level. But that's it. If anyone has any questions or if there's anything at all I can do to improve the service, just send me an email or drop me a note on the forum. I'm happy to oblige. And thank you for listening.